here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and in the studio lounge, Mr. Scott Earle, President and CEO of Mountain West Credit Union Association. Scott, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us.
You bet.
Appreciate it. So before we get into the main topic, how's the conference going for you? Any highlights?
I think this is one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Buckingham, I thought yesterday, was amazing.
I heard a lot about that session.
Yeah, he did really well. And then even outgoing CUNA chairman, Brett Martinez, gave a really good address to the crowd, I thought.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Good stuff. All righty. Well, let's cut to the chase here and talk about the letter in response to American Banker article about the slowdown in credit unions buying banks.
Yeah.
So for those out there, I'm sure there's very few, but can you give us a recap on the letter's content? And then we'll say, and I'll ask you, hey, why did you write the letter?
Yeah, well, it was an article that was published in American Banker that questioned credit unions buying banks. They cited specifically a few credit unions. I think Suncoast was cited, Alaska USA. Mm-hmm. And Alaska USA has a pretty big presence in the state of Arizona, which we serve.
Yeah.
And they quoted, I think his name was Steve Williston, who is the CEO of the Independent Bankers of Texas, saying, why in the world would an Alaska credit union want to buy branches in Arizona? So that was kind of the start of it. We got with folks at Alaska USA and thought, gosh, we need to set this guy straight. He doesn't have a clue what he's talking about.
Right.
So that was kind of the origin of the letter.
Okay. And so the feedback has been quite tremendous, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you've gotten a lot of feedback, obviously, from the credit union side, yay. From the banker side, not so good, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what did you want to achieve with this letter? Obviously, to set this person, kind of educate, obviously.
Educate.
Yeah.
There's every reason in the world for Alaska USA, first off, to be in the state of Arizona. And secondly, the article was just flat out inaccurate.
Right.
So we wanted to set the record straight and explain to people why a credit union would purchase bank branches in this case, Alaska USA.
Right. And there's been a lot of feedback as well as credit unions buying banks in general from the banking community, ICBA in particular, who have what, their wake-up campaign now in response to the credit unions open your eyes campaign. So there's all that going on. So what's your response to all that type of that stuff?
I think it's all bank trade association driven.
Yeah.
I think the and if I were a community banker, I think I would be upset that my trade association is trying to limit where I sell.
Right. Oh,
there's
good point.
Yesterday from the main stage in the conference here, Ryan Donovan ticked off a bunch of reasons why it makes sense for banks to sell the credit. What are the upsides?
Right.
The bankers use tax exemption as the big reason, but if a bank sells to a credit union, for example, it's a cash deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a stock trade. If it's a stock swap, there's no taxes. But if it's a cash deal, there's taxes paid on the deal.
Of course.
So the whole argument is just stupid.
And isn't it at the bank's discretion to who they sell to
as
well?
Yeah.
So that's what I've heard.
Yeah, it is. And the banks did their due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
We've got another situation in the state of Colorado. Elevations Credit Union is...
There was one that was blocked.
Yeah. The state banking board ruled against the sale. And again, that made no sense at all.
Right.
In that case, that bank had done all their due diligence. They had looked at other buyers, I suspect. And they chose Elevations because it was the best choice for their bank, their customers, and their shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And now the trade association steps in, actively lobbies the state banking board, and that's where we're at today.
Yeah.
In the state of
and Elevations, that's like one of my favorite credit unions.
It's
even though I don't live in Colorado, I mean, you hear great things from those guys all the time. So
they're terrific.
A fabulous shop for sure. For sure. All right, well, let's get off the letter topic. I mean, but thank you though for really putting that out there and setting the record straight. So I think it needed to be done. You did a great job as
well. Thanks.
So.
I'd like to take all the credit for it, but Alaska USA had a lot of input into it, and Patty Hazlett on our team really
right over there, right off camera,
did a lot of it.
So. Good stuff. Well, yeah. Well done on that, and
thanks.
We'll see what's going on with that.
All right.
In the ensuing months, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any GAC highlights or any trends or issues or anything like that you want to address real quick? Or?
Nothing that comes to mind right now, Mike. Other than, gosh, it's an honor to finally be on this program.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate you taking. I know your schedule's got to be crazy, so I appreciate the 5 minutes that you give us. So
no worries. You bet. Yeah.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there.